Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Moving of the Spirit. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Now look in Judges. We saw Judges 3, the Spirit of the Lord came on Othniel. Judges 6, the Spirit of the Lord came upon Gideon. Judges 11, the Spirit of the Lord came upon Jephthah. Now we also saw that it was not a cookie cutter repeat of the previous thing. When the Spirit of God moved, it was in different people and different times, and they responded differently. God uses different people differently. Don't try to be just like anybody. Anybody else? Did you hear me? Nah, raise your eyes up higher. If there's somebody you want to be like, it's because to some degree they're like him. So just go ahead, lift your eyes on up, right? And say, I want to be just like Jesus. I want to walk just like him, talk just like him, act just like him, respond just like him. Because that's what he told you to do. Told me to do. He said, he that says he abides in him ought himself so to walk even as he walked. Are we supposed to walk just like Jesus? It's our call. Now, if you pipe up and say, well, I don't know if that's possible, you're doubting the Word of God. Believe it. Somebody said, well, I've already missed it so many ways. Yeah, we all know it. But that's why the blood of the Lamb was shed, so that no matter how much you've missed it, you can start off clean again the next morning. Did you hear me? And set out today to walk and talk and act just like Jesus. And if you come short of it, repent. And get clean and start off again, right? To walk and talk and act just like Jesus. Do it just like he would. Now, we talked about Samson. I want to talk some more about him in Judges 13:25. This is before he was in the house of ill repute. How many remember the circumstances surrounding his birth? Holy. Visitation of the angel of the Lord. I mean, reminds you of the birth of the Master. Right? An angel came to him. And he was conceived and born, and they had a charge from the Lord that he was to live. They were to bring him up in a separated fashion. Separated from the commonality and the influences and the contamination of society. And there was a failure in that. Did you hear me? This is, how do you know? Well, even as a young man, you see what he's doing and how he's acting. No respect for his parents. Did you hear me? Well, then you see why, of all the things the Lord could have told him, that's what he told him about the separation. You know, sometimes, so many times, modern Christians are making so many mistakes with their children because they feel like if they did everything in their heart, they'd be too restrictive. And the kids come in and pout and say, well, all my friends are doing it and all my Christian friends are doing it. And people get tired of saying, well, that's not all right for you. No, you can't. No, you won't. No, no, no. But are we to be a separated people? We are. And so, no, you're not to be mean, and no, you're not to do things for no reason, but anything that influences people away from God. And young ones, that's why young ones have parents. Because they don't know enough to make those decisions on their own. They don't have enough experience or grace, and parents are graced for this. And one thing you're graced to do is to say, no, sorry, no. No. Yeah, but you said no the last four times. I know. but it's still no. We love you. God loves you. That's one reason we're saying no. Well, I just can't stand it there when they feel so bad. Well, you're weak then. Be a man. Be a woman. Did you hear me? Be the head of your house, the mother of the house, the woman of the house. Be that pillar of truth. You don't have to be mean. You can be so sweet and so unyielding. And you can pat them while they cry and be unyielding. How many know you can be sweet, you can be kind and strong? Unyielding. Right? It should have been different with him. And here's what happened. 13:25. Judges. 13:25. What does it say? And the Spirit of the Lord began to move him at times. So it was more than one time. In the camp of Dan between Zorah and Eshtaol. The next chapter, a lot of things have happened. It says the Spirit of the Lord came mightily on him. Then later times it says the Spirit of God came mightily. It didn't say the Spirit of God came mightily on him. What did it say? Begin to move him. There is a familiarization stage. There is a getting acquainted and learning to yield to the Holy Spirit. I know in my own life there have been times in the ministry where I really began to seek the Lord and pray and believe Him. And there were times early in my life the Spirit of God began to move on me and I did not know what was happening. It was so strange and foreign to me. I thought, whoa, what is happening? What do I do? Thank God I had good people like Brother Hagin to talk to and different ones. And I thought, man, is something wrong with me? What's going on? Because I didn't, you know, I sense the Spirit of God moving on me or dealing with me, but I don't know, sometimes it'd just be in your living room, and I'm thinking, what's this for? And I didn't know what to do. But now here's the thing that is critical. How do you respond? Do you quench? Or do you yield? Now, every man and woman goes through this. Every man and woman and young person that gets filled with the Spirit, experiences the power of the Holy Ghost coming on you, speaking in other tongues, that's not the end, that's not the arrival, that's the beginning. That's a doorway into a life of power. Amen. Did you hear me now? And there are progressive manifestations of the Spirit of God. He doesn't just come in and manifest Himself upon you like He would after 70 years of learning and service. It'd just be overwhelming to you. You just wouldn't know what to do or how to respond. He didn't come on him. It didn't say the Spirit of God came mightily on him. He's just a boy. What's happening? Began, do you hear this? Began to what? To move him. What? At times. So that's how he knew what to do. As a young man, you remember when that lion jumped out and roared? This is not his first experience with the anointing for strength. Now you think about it. Your first time out hand to hand with a lion? Let me remind you some other things. David. You remember a phrase David used when he faced Goliath? Huh? What did he say? I've heard about anointing, and we're going to try it out today. Huh? What did he say? What does he say? There was a lion, and there was a bear. What's he saying? Where was this? There was no crowd. There were no spectators. God is kind. Isn't he? He's kind. He'll move on you in some ways and areas and in a situation where if you don't respond right, there's not 1,000 people to look at you and go, man, that was dumb. In your bedroom, in your prayer closet, in your backyard by yourself. Did you hear me? If you're open, the Spirit of God will move on you to pray, to praise, to yield, any number of things. And you won't have all the answers and you won't know all about it. But here's the big issue. Do you have a heart to yield, to respond, or are you going to shut down and go, well, I don't understand this. I don't know about this. So no, I don't like this. Because your flesh, none of our flesh, does not like the unknown. If you've not been there before, you've not experienced it. The unknown and the not understood. If you don't understand it, you don't know what's going on, there's only one thing that's going to get you through that. Faith. When you come back and say, I don't know, but I know this is God. I don't understand it, but I trust you, Lord. I'm with you. I wasn't just hollering in service, move. I mean it. I'm here. And you may make a mistake. You might misinterpret something. You might yield the wrong way. You might respond the wrong way. That's one reason God gave us leaders. Did you hear me? I'm so thankful we, Phyllis and I, had such good leaders in Brother Hagin. And there was a time or two he had to tell me, no, not like that. And it's something how much people's spiritual pride is present. You can take somebody that's been saved 2 or 3 weeks sometimes, and they get in a prayer meeting, they get anointed to pray for the first time, and in their ignorance think, well, man, I got it now. I know how to pray. And somebody try to correct them. Are you going to try to correct me how to pray? Well, yeah. And whether it's prophecy or tongues and interpretation, there's been people before that we had to talk to about prophecy. You know, they were missing it in prophecy and confusing babies. And we had to say, no, no, you need to calm down. You need to back up. Oh, well, we have to obey God. Really? You see, they just told us volumes. You know what they just got through telling us? I do not respect you as a leader. I know more about this than you do. Well, then why are you here? You don't respect us and believe in us as leaders? Why are you here? You have another agenda. Did you hear that? No. You got to be willing to make a mistake and be corrected and go, okay, all right, but I'm not quitting. I'm going to learn how to do this. I'm going to learn how to do this. Show me how.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Moving of the Spirit, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, June 3rd, as we begin our week-long marriage meeting. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Faith and fear to God. Faith to God who gives me